This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Foles gets the ball. Quick slant. Oh, it's through the hands of Alshon Jeffrey and picked up on the ricochet by Lattimore. He intercepts the ball. 25-30. Comes to the near side. 35. It's an interception. It goes right through the hands of Jeffrey. The Saints have intercepted on the ricochet.
The great Kevin Harlan, you will hear his call on Sunday. We have the NFC and AFC championship games right here on your home of the NFL, 105.3 The Fan. It's Sean and RJ, and we need your official picks. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. And your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up in 14 minutes. Mike Florio at 840 from Pro Football Talk. Does he believe that Sean Payton is still a target of Jerry Jones? We'll ask Florio at 840. And I really, you know, I was debating whether to say this and put this out there, but you can't hide. People listen. They have memories. There's Twitter. There's Facebook. There's all of it. And I'm only saying this to help you if you're listening and if you're going to bet or you're going to try to make picks. Pick the opposite of what I'm about to say. What I have done in the postseason, and this is truly embarrassing. In fact, it could be grounds for getting rid of me as a sports talk show host. From the wild card round to this point of all the games played, I've picked one game correctly. One game correctly. I took the Eagles and the points against the Bears, but I still thought the Bears would win straight up. So that's a loss. The only game I picked, and I picked Seattle against us, and then I picked the Cowboys against the Rams. I got the Saints last week at home against the Eagles. That's it. One out of all the games. Do you know how hard that is to do? And I'm talking about straight up. I'm not even talking about with the points. Straight up wins. Embarrassing. So the reason I tell you, and my mother would have already said, hey, he's the opposite whenever there's a pick. He's bad luck. He's a shanks. Go ahead and go opposite of him. The only reason I'm putting that embarrassment out there, that horrible, horrible fact on my resume, is so you go opposite in order to win. You did pretty well, wild card round, I believe.
I was 3-1, and then I was 1-3.
Okay.
All right. Now, however, if you look at that, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to take the easy way out in these. Okay? If you look at this, the home team in these games in the last 5 years, last 10 times, the conference championship games have been played. The home team is 10-0. They don't lose these games. They just don't lose these games. And if you go back even further, the road team in this game is 4-16 in the last 10 seasons overall. So this is not just a five-year blip. This is a long-term thing. The Patriots don't win this game on the road. They've done it once. That was at Pittsburgh, the first run they had. That's when they did it. That's when they had to do it. And Drew Bledsoe wound up quarterback at part of that game. It was, you know, Tom got hurt in that one. This is a, for me, this is all about being at home. That's what this is this weekend's about.
Which of the games is tougher to pick for you?
Good question. Probably the Saints.
Okay.
I think the Patriots cover the 3. Official degenerate pick. The Patriots and the Saints cover, by the way.
Okay.
Saints cover.
Okay.
Patriots and Saints.
Roy?
To your first question, I think the Saints and Rams is the tougher game to pick as well. Just because, You know, the Rams showed something against the Cowboys that I was a little bit concerned about going in, and that was, sure, their run defense has kind of been run on a lot this season, but...
The Rams.
Yes, and they were one of the worst run defenses coming into that game. But when they needed to buckle down, they always had the talent. When they needed to buckle down and the guys along that front line decided, look, we're just going to worry about our assignments this game and we're not going to try to make the spectacular play, make the sack, or make the tackle for a loss, they showed they can shut down a run game. And what has been so efficient for the Saints, and if you look all season long, when it's been going well and when it's been going poorly, their run game has been equally as impressive as their passing game. And I think that Rams defense can provide some... Like, if they decide that they're just going to play their assignments, they could provide some struggles for New Orleans. But I still think New Orleans, it's probably going to come down to a field goal. I do think they can cover, you know, by 4 points or so. But I'll take the Saints at that one at home. And then I'm also taking the Chiefs at home. And that one makes me cringe, too. It's a tough question because, like, the harder game to pick is Saints-Rams in terms of the teams and how close they are. But... The Belichick factor makes the New England game so difficult and angst-inducing.
Angst-inducing.
Yeah, it makes me tighten up when I think about trying to pick and feeling confident about picking against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, even with the numbers you provided, Chubb, which are they're much less dangerous on the road than they are at home.
Well, that's just not this year. That's like for
history
in the postseason. Basically, outside of a Raven and a Jet game, they don't lose at home. On the road, they've lost to the Colts. They've lost to Denver twice.
3-5 on the road this year, New England is.
Yeah, I mean, they lost to Denver with Jake Plummer, for crying out loud, on the road. So they've lost road playoff games before. They just haven't had a lot of them. And then this year, like you said, 3-5 on the road, and they're completely different. They make more mistakes. They do uncharacteristic New England things on the road. So,
how about this from Trey Wingo? The Patriots were 3-5 on the road this year. Of the 104 teams to reach Super Bowl Sunday, one out of 104, only two had a losing road record in the regular season. Two out of 104 had a losing road record in the regular season.
Ooh, name them. Oh, you know them now. Did he list them?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh at 05.
No.
Was it any time recently?
It was within the last 10 years.
Ravens 2012.
No.
Carolina.
No, they were 15-1. Okay, I don't know.
08 Cardinals, 2010 Packers.
Oh.
08 Cardinals, 2010 Packers.
Okay.
I'm going to, now again, if you're betting, and again, I picked one game throughout the first 2 weekend of the playoffs. That's horrible. Chiefs and Saints. I feel better about the Chiefs pick. I just don't see how New England can slow these fools down. It's a machine. I don't think the weather can slow them down. I don't think the Patriots defense can slow them down. And I feel better about Kansas City in that game than I do trying to pick between the NFC. There's just something about the Rams that feels like it's missing to me. I don't know. There's just something about them that... And New Orleans, by the way, my problem with them is their offense has not been clicking. Mm-hmm. From Drew Brees eliminating my rear end in the playoffs in fantasy football, I've been following them closely, and it has not been clicking.
It's Michael Thomas and pretty much no one else. Like, it's Michael Thomas, and if Alvin Kamara shows up in the passing game and the run game, and that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, look at against Philly.
And I think for the Rams, losing Kupp is that piece that you're talking about missing. If they had Cooper Kupp, you'd feel a lot better about that Rams offense, I think.
I would. Well, I'm talking about the Saints offense.
No, when you had said the Rams before that they were missing something, you had said before that they were missing something.
No, it's not just Cooper Kupp. It's like it's Jared Goff believing that he's elite. It's their defense. The Rams are like the light switch Lakers back in the day, in my opinion. Like, they have the most talent. They have the most names.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go in there and, like, decide, like they decided to turn it on against us.
Yeah.
You know, they decided their offensive line was the most underrated and best unit on the field against us. and they beat our ass.
Mm-hmm.
And their defense was like, okay, it's time to play now. We give up 5 yards a carry. Zeke averages 5 yards on first down, and we're going to beat your ass too. So they just beat us up. This soft finesse reputation in L.A. with a weak crowd, it totally, none of it came true.
Yeah.
And they just decided to flip the switch with all the talent that they have. And they could go in there. If both teams play their best.
I think the Rams are
better. If both teams play their best. But in New Orleans,
very tough.
I can't pick them. But it would not surprise me if on Monday morning we walk into this room and say, yo, the Rams are clicking because they decided to turn it on for two games after being dominant throughout the regular season.
So we all have Chiefs-Saints.
Yes.
Ugh. So Patriots and Rams.
Yeah, Patriots and Rams will
you know,
be what
and
it
here's
is.
Ironic because, you know, we were talking about ranking the matchups.
Yeah.
Chiefs-Saints would be my last choice of matchups to see.
Oh, okay. I thought you would want Patriots last.
No. The Patriots are actually would be my two most favorite matchups from a football standpoint.
Okay.
All right.
So you would want the Patriots and Rams?
No, I would want Patriots-Saints number one. That would be the best quarterback matchup in Super Bowl history.
Woo! Didn't Montana face Elway?
Like I said, this would be the best quarterback matchup in Super Bowl history.
Okay.
And number two would be Patriots-Rams.
Oh, Breeze versus Peyton?
Oh, they did play, didn't they? But Breeze wasn't on that level then.
Right.
You know, at that point, we didn't know about Drew. It was like he was just coming into his own. This would be much different.
My number one is Rams-Chiefs. That's my number one matchup I'd like to see.
My number two is Patriots-Rams because I want to see Bill against McVay
and
what he draws up.
Me too. All right, Dub, what's yours?
My number one is Saints-Chiefs. You said the last one. That's my number one. Number two, Rams-Chiefs.
Why Saints-Chiefs?
Because I think that the two most exciting offenses this season. Like
the Rams have the most more exciting than the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that exciting, though?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It's not like down the field. I feel like it's like paper cut, death by paper cut offense a little bit versus the Saints are explosive.
No, I think it's the opposite.
Oh, man.
I feel differently. That's just a feel thing. I just feel differently.
No, I think it's actually a numbers and statistics thing. Like we should go look up explosive plays and yardage down the field. To me, the Rams, Choppy will have this in a cocaine heartbeat
right
with his numbers. The Rams are the most explosive offense behind Kansas City, I would guess.
In terms of offense above average, above, you know, per play, the Chiefs are 30% better than the next than the average NFL offense. The Rams are almost 20% better. And then the Saints are 13. The Saints are a little bit further down the list. New England is at number five. So even still, we've still got four of the five best offenses in the NFL in these games.
Yeah. We're gonna continue to just grind it out here in Arlington. We'll grind out these wins.
It's a formula, Sean. Tested and true formula.
Tested and true formula. Like throwing it into the paint in the NBA. Post them up. It worked with Russell. It worked with Mikan. It worked with Wilt Green.
And the other thing is, you know, we're zigging when everybody else is zagging. That's like at some point, it's gonna come. It's going to come for full circle, and everybody will be imitating us.
That's the best part about having this really young team. Like, by the time the run game comes back around to own the league, the worst thing that could have happened to us is the Rams beating us the way we did. Because that allowed Jason to go into the offices and say, and y'all think that we're too conservative? Y'all think that ground and pound, smash mouth is outdated? Look what they just did to us. That's the worst. That's fine if we lost 50 to nothing. We needed Goff to throw it for five touchdowns.
Mm.
We needed four touchdowns from Goff. But no, they had to run for a record amount. And Jason can go in and say, I try to tell you guys.
It works.
And you want Linda hang on? What are you talking about?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.